3, 2, 1, go!
The U.S. government is funded once again, allowing landmarks like the National Zoo to reopen.
The animals have missed you, the people have missed you, we need you back.
The fiscal impasse that sent America to the edge of a debt default also diverted the nation's attention from another problem. The rollout of online health insurance marketplaces created under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Nearly 3 weeks since its launch, the system is barely functional, with many insurance shoppers unable to even create an account.
It's just one dead end after the other. It's hour after hour after hour of just trying to find the answer to the question, where am I going to have my insurance and what's it going to cost?
Later this week, the Republican-led House of Representatives will probe the glitches. The administration's top health official, Kathleen Sebelius, has admitted problems in even tracking the number of successful users.
Fully enrolled? I can't tell you because I don't know.
Frustrations extend to President Obama, according to White House spokesman Jay Carney.
He's not happy with it and has insisted that everybody work 24/7 to fix the problems that exist.
Republican opposition to Obamacare was a major driver of the fiscal impasse that halted federal operations and risked a debt default. Many Republican lawmakers say they are reassessing their tactics, but will not abandon the fight against the law. Senator Ted Cruz.
My focus is, I think, where the American people's focus is, which is what are we doing to provide real relief to the people who are hurting because of Obamacare.
On foreign matters, President Obama will welcome Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to the White House Wednesday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
To remain attentive to the issue of Jammu and Kashmir.